the county is growing, there are additional kids that we cannot serve because we don't have the fund. And so I ask you if there is any possible way that maybe some of the funds that they have cut from us that can restore to us so that we may be able to better serve. These are the most vulnerable kids in the county. These are families that without Head Start will have no place to put their children while they work. And they are basically earning minimum wage.
Jamie Ewing echoed those same sentiments, and she advocated a list of reasons why the program is worthy and should not have its funds reduced.
And we really need to work very hard to serve these people so that they can get out of poverty. That's what Head Start is about, helping people to succeed in their lives and grow and better themselves. And they can't better themselves if they don't have anywhere for their children to go during the day. They have to stay out of work in order to take care of their children. Head Start offers education opportunities not only for the children, but for the parents as well.
Well, Cynthia Feliciano grew emotional describing the virtues of Head Start.
I do everything in my power to help that program. I do understand that it's a free program, but I know I go to every parent meeting. I help bring in supplies. I know almost every child in that center by name as far as all staff. It's just upsetting, and I don't see why funding a child's education should be a problem or a matter of discussion. It should be done without a doubt.
But county commissioners had to reassure Feliciano and others that, in fact, they were not cutting the program. Commissioner Mark Sharp.
Under these budget times, it's difficult for us to try to expand the program. There was an attempt made to expand it, but because of the budget reductions, we're just working very hard to make sure we can sustain it. But this board is committed. In the future, we're going to do all we can to try to expand opportunities.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Kevin White emphasized that the program was not being cut. It just couldn't be expanded to fill the growing needs of Hillsborough County.
You have been funded, but we're going to work diligently to find every dollar we can to help you expand the program if it's at all feasible. But we're not going to do anything to disband the program.
Commission Chairman Jim Norma directed County Administrator Pat Bean to meet with Hillsborough Head Start's leadership to clarify that it's been the county that's been consistent with their funding of the program over the years, not the federal government.
This government hasn't been the government that's been cutting back on Head Start or whatever. It's the federal government, and we've been making up the differences on a local level to continue support and keep Head Start strong. So it's not this government here. It's the federal government is the one that has been slashing it year after year. I know since I've been here, it's just been under attack by the federal government. So.